Recipes. This month's recipes have been contributed by members of the National Federation of the Blind of Mississippi. Chili Mac by Alan Gales. Alan Gales is a member of the Jackson chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Mississippi. He has been a member for 4 years. He is also the proprietor of a cafeteria in the Walter Sillars Building in Jackson. Ingredients: 1 pound ground beef, 1 small onion, diced, 3 cloves garlic, pressed, 1 14-ounce can diced tomatoes, 1 14- or 15-ounce can tomato sauce, 4 tablespoons chili powder, 3 to 4 cups cooked macaroni, 2 cups cheddar cheese, grated. Method: brown ground beef in a large skillet. When it is about half done, press garlic into pan and add diced onion. Cook until ground beef is done. Onions should be transparent. Drain the grease. While cooking ground beef, cook macaroni according to package directions and drain. Add diced tomatoes and tomato sauce to meat and stir. Add chili powder and stir. Stir in drained macaroni. Transfer to a baking dish and top with cheddar cheese. Bake at 350 degrees till heated through and bubbly. Cheese will be melted. No-Bake Sugar-Free Cheesecake by Alan Gales. Ingredients: 1¾ cups graham cracker crumbs, 1/2 cup butter, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1 6-ounce package sugar-free lemon-flavored Jell-O, 1 cup boiling water, 1 8-ounce package reduced-fat cream cheese, 2 teaspoons vanilla extract, 1 cup frozen light whipped topping, thawed. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. In a medium bowl, combine graham cracker crumbs, butter, and cinnamon. Mix well and press into the bottom of a 9-inch square pan. Bake in preheated oven for 8 to 10 minutes. Remove from oven and allow to cool. Dissolve lemon Jell-O in boiling water. Let cool and then chill until thickened but not set. In a large bowl, beat cream cheese and vanilla extract until smooth. Blend in thickened lemon Jell-O and then fold in whipped topping. Pour filling over crust. Sprinkle top with additional graham cracker crumbs. Refrigerate overnight. Pistachio Salad by Alan Gales. Ingredients: 1 20-ounce can crushed pineapple, drained, 1 3-ounce package instant pistachio pudding mix, 1 8-ounce container frozen whipped topping, thawed, 1/2 10.5-ounce package miniature marshmallows. Method: in a large bowl, combine the drained pineapple and dry pistachio pudding mix. Fold in thawed whipped topping and half package marshmallows until well mixed. Refrigerate until chilled and serve. Baked Fried Chicken by Alan Gales. Ingredients: 3 to 4 pounds chicken pieces, 1/4 cup flour, 1 teaspoon paprika, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, 1/3 cup butter or margarine. Method: preheat oven to 425 degrees. Wash chicken and pat dry with paper towels. In a pie pan, combine flour, paprika, salt, and pepper and coat chicken pieces with the flour mixture. Place butter in a shallow baking pan and put the pan in the oven to melt. When butter is melted, arrange chicken in the baking pan in a single layer, skin side down. Bake for 30 minutes. Turn and bake for 15 minutes longer or until chicken is tender and done. This recipe serves 4. Sherbet Frosting Punch by Alan Gales. Ingredients: 2 46-ounce cans tropical punch, 2 6-ounce cans frozen lemonade, 2 quarts ginger ale, 2 pints pineapple sherbet. Method: combine and chill punch and lemonade concentrate to almost slush. Add ginger ale and sherbet and stir. To serve, ladle from a punch bowl into cups. Breakfast Casserole by Alan Gales. Ingredients: 1 2-pound package frozen hash brown potatoes, thawed, 1 pound bulk pork sausage, 1 small onion, diced, 5 eggs, 1/2 cup milk, 1/2 teaspoon onion powder, 1/8 teaspoon garlic powder, salt and freshly ground black pepper to taste, 12 ounces shredded cheddar cheese. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Grease a 2-quart baking dish. Place the hash brown potatoes in the bottom of the baking dish. Heat a skillet over medium heat and cook and stir the sausage and diced onion until the sausage is crumbly, evenly browned, and no longer pink. Drain. Meanwhile, whisk together the eggs, milk, onion powder, garlic powder, salt, and pepper, and pour over the potatoes. Layer on half the cheddar cheese, the sausage mixture, and the remaining cheddar cheese. Cover dish with aluminum foil and bake in the preheated oven for an hour. Remove foil, return casserole to oven, and bake until a knife inserted in center comes out clean, about 10 minutes. Let dish stand for 5 minutes before serving. Egg and Sausage Casserole by Barbara Hadnot. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Barbara Hadnot. Barbara Hadnot is the first vice president of the Mississippi affiliate. She is also a member of the Jackson chapter, where she serves on the membership committee. She is employed at the Addie McBride Rehabilitation Center for the Blind, where she teaches computer and assistive technology classes. She serves on several state and local boards as well. Ingredients: 6 eggs, 2 cups milk, 1 pound bulk sausage, 3 slices bread, 1 cup cheddar cheese, grated. Method: butter a 9x12-inch casserole dish. Tear up bread into bite-sized pieces and place in bottom of buttered baking dish. Fry and drain sausage and spread on top of bread. Sprinkle grated cheese on top of sausage. Beat eggs, milk, and a little salt and pepper. Pour this liquid over the layered mixture and dish. Refrigerate overnight. Bake at 350 degrees for about 35 minutes until surface is lightly browned and mixture feels set when lightly touched in the center. Hot Bacon Cheese Dip by Barbara Hadnot. Ingredients: 2 8-ounce packages cream cheese, softened, 2 cups sharp cheddar cheese, shredded, 2/3 cup mayonnaise, 4 to 5 green onions, chopped, 1 jar real bacon bits, garlic salt to taste, Ritz crackers. Method: mix all ingredients except crackers together and place in Pyrex pie plate or other shallow baking dish suitable for serving in. Bake in a preheated 350-degree oven for 20 to 30 minutes or until dip is bubbling. You can crumble a few Ritz crackers on top during the last few minutes of baking. Serve with Ritz or your favorite crackers for dipping. Mandarin Orange Pie by Barbara Hadnot. Pie ingredients: 1 graham cracker crust, the one with 2 extra servings, 1/2 can Eagle Brand sweetened condensed milk, 1/4 cup Tang breakfast drink, 1 8-ounce carton sour cream, 1/2 can or 1 fruit cup mandarin oranges, drained, 1 8-ounce container Cool Whip. Method: mix milk and Tang together well. Add sour cream and drained orange slices cut in small pieces. Fold in Cool Whip and slide filling into graham cracker crust or vanilla wafer crust, which follows. Ingredients for vanilla wafer crust: 1 large box vanilla wafers, crushed, 1 stick butter, melted, 1 tablespoon sugar. Method: crush wafers in a food processor or plastic bag using a rolling pin. Melt the butter. Meantime, add sugar to crumbs and mix well. Add the melted butter and stir well. Press the crumbs into 2 9-inch pie pans and press evenly across bottom and up the sides. Bake for 8 to 10 minutes in a preheated 375-degree oven. Makes 2 crusts. Hazelnut Mocha by Gwendolyn Bird. Gwendolyn Bird is a longtime member of the NFB of Mississippi. She has held various positions, including Affiliate Vice President and Jackson Chapter President. Presently, she is the State Legislative Coordinator. Using a coffee mug, stir 2 tablespoons of a chocolate hazelnut spread, such as Nutella, into 1 cup hot brewed coffee until blended. Top with whipped cream and shaved chocolate. For a variation, make a mocha latte by topping drink with ice milk. Homemade Chai by Gwendolyn Bird. Ingredients: 1/2 cup water, 1/2 cup milk, 1 chai bag, paper label removed, 2 cinnamon sticks, honey. Method: in a small saucepan, combine milk, water, chai bag, and 1 cinnamon stick. Bring mixture to a boil, cover, and remove from heat. Steep for 5 minutes, longer for a spicier taste. Remove and discard tea bag and cinnamon stick. Pour into a mug and sweeten with honey. Garnish with an additional cinnamon stick. Serves 1. Variation: you can omit the honey and sweeten with the following simple syrup, followed with vanilla extract. In a small saucepan, combine 1/2 cup sugar and 1/2 cup water. Heat, stirring until sugar dissolves. Remove from heat and stir in 1/2 teaspoon vanilla, coconut, rum, or cinnamon extract. Store covered in the refrigerator for up to 3 weeks. Too Easy to Believe Coconut Pie by Gwendolyn Bird. Ingredients: 4 eggs well beaten, 1/4 cup butter, melted, 1/2 cup Bisquick, 1/2 cup sugar, 2 cups milk, 1/2 teaspoon almond extract, 1 cup flaked coconut. Method: mix first 3 ingredients together, then add the remaining ones. Mix well and pour into greased 9-inch glass pie plate. Bake at 350 degrees for 50 minutes or until knife inserted in center comes out clean. When it's done, the pie will have its own crust, a custard filling, and browned coconut on top. Dump Cake by Patrina Pendarvis. Patrina Pendarvis is an active member of the Mississippi affiliate. She serves on several statewide committees. She is very active in fundraising, advocacy, and information referral. She currently serves as the president of the Jackson chapter. Ingredients: 1 20-ounce can crushed pineapple, 1 20-ounce can apple pie filling, optional, 1 box yellow or butter recipe cake mix, 1 stick butter or margarine. Method: dump the crushed pineapple directly into a greased 13x9-inch cake pan. Spread evenly across bottom. Cut apples in the pie filling while filling is still on the can. Then dump them over the pineapple and spread evenly. Do not stir. Sprinkle cake mix evenly over the contents of the cake pan. Dot with cut-up pieces of butter or margarine. Bake in a preheated 350-degree oven for 25 to 35 minutes until the crust is lightly brown. Serve warm with Cool Whip or ice cream. Note: you can use blueberry pie filling, strawberry filling, or peach pie filling. Be creative and have fun.